Shalom, Mishpacha. Shalom, family. Mishpacha is a Hebrew word. It means family, and we're the Mishpacha, the family with a Jewish heart, made up of Jewish and non-Jewish people, where the middle wall of separation between Jew and Gentile, it's finally come down to form one new man. Getting ready, Mishpacha, to blow the grandest shofar, or the grandest trumpet in Zion. We want everyone, everywhere, to hear the good news. We want everyone, everywhere, to be red hot for the Messiah. My guest, David Herzog, is red hot for the Messiah. I mean, this is a man that God has taught step by step how to move in the glory of God. And when the tangible of glory of God shows up, everything speeds up in references to the promises of God's word. And so I was kind of surprised when he came out with a book. I mean, in such a comprehensive book, one book that has every area of health covered. It's called Jumpstart Your Way to Healthy Living. David, for those that are perhaps tuning in for the first time, why does someone that understands the miraculous see, you see people bald, get their hair back instantly in the glory. You see people lose weight. I know I went to one of your meetings. Right before me, I saw people that lost weight. Right before me, I saw a woman's hair change from white to brown. I mean, why are you fooling around with nutrition?
Because I see a lot of people that get healed in meetings, but then they don't keep their healing because they go back to their normal lifestyle. So the Lord really led me to say, you know, you need to tell people not just how to get healed, but how to stay healthy. So that's pretty much why I wrote it. Otherwise, they can keep coming. I'll never be out of a job, but I'd rather be out of a job and people don't come for healing anymore because they stay healed. That'd be the best.
And that's a problem. Let me add, there's a personal question, but maybe someone else is thinking this question. I don't get out in the sun much, unlike you. I know you loved being outside. I saw the mountain you like to climb in Sedona, Arizona. So I don't get out much. One reason I don't get out much is I don't want to deal with skin cancer. And the other is I take a vitamin D capsule. What would you suggest for someone like myself?
Yeah, you don't want to overdo the sun, but if you do like 20 minutes a day, just 20 minutes a day on as much of your body as possible, that's the best form of vitamin D. Your body naturally can deal with that. Most civilizations around the world for the last 6,000 years, sunlight, people were out in the sun. Now with the last 100 years, the modern age, people are not in the sun, and it's affecting them in many ways. It's good you take a supplement, though, if you're not in the sun, and that's fine. But if you can get out even 20 minutes a day, I think you'll notice even greater metabolism acceleration. It's greater for your skin. Now, if you eat healthy and you start cleaning out your diet, then I notice, too, there's a lot less cases of skin cancer. What happens is people don't eat healthy, and then the oils in their skin get locked, and then they create cancer. So a lot of people that have healthier diets, like in some of these third world countries, they're out in the sun all day, and you hardly hear of any skin cancers.
Another subject he deals with, even your appearance, based on things that God's put on this earth. Also, you talk about age reversal. Now, I know everyone listening wants to know about that. I personally believe as I stand in the glory every day, I'm getting age reversal, but you know what? It's just as supernatural knowing the foods that God has put in this earth to accomplish that. Tell me about it.
Oh, yeah. For age reversal is really amazing because in the Bible, you see, like you say, people that lived 120 or 500 years, and they even at their death, they still were strong and healthy. It was their time to go. Age reversal, there's like different hormones in your body that deal with age reversal. Like some people get Alzheimer's, the brain stops functioning, and that's a lot of times it's acetylcholine. It's one of the hormones that when you start losing that, your brain starts to dry up. So there's natural things you can do to speed that up, your acetylcholine levels, so you don't get Alzheimer's, you don't get dementia. So there's different, now you said about skin too, like different foods you can eat to make you look a lot younger. Cucumbers, celery are one of the healthiest things for your skin. It actually goes and cleans the cells inside your skin. So because you kind of asked me two questions, so age reversal and then looking younger and healthier. There's also like serotonin levels in your body. That's what helps you get more sleep. When you lose serotonin in your body, that's the thing that makes you sleep deep and long. You start aging faster.
So what kind of food has serotonin in it?
Black pepper, cayenne pepper helps with it, thyme, and turmeric. Basil, peppermint, nutmeg, sage. And I have a whole list in my book of these things that actually helps to reduce it. Like, for instance, sage helps you with serotonin levels and reduces fear, paranoia, and delusions. It's been known to do that by doctors.
You talk about tea as an important drink.
Yeah, for calming yourself, chamomile tea is one of the best. Chamomile has a calming kind of property to it that a lot of people realize they take. So that's why when you, an hour before you sleep at night, I take a chamomile tea. It calms you. It's a calming tea. It's wonderful.
But you talk about green tea. What's green tea do for you?
Oh, green tea, yeah, that's something that gives you, it's a little bit of a stimulant, not like coffee, but it helps you lose weight. It age reverses your body. It has amazing properties in there that go inside your body. And like the Japanese are really big on green tea. A lot of the Asian countries, Asians look pretty young. They age a lot better than the Western world, and they happen to drink a lot of green tea.
Now you talk about people that live long, and the people that live the longest live in Okinawa, Japan. What are they doing? What is in their diet that's making them live so long?
Yeah, Okinawa, first of all, in their diet, they don't eat like the rest of the Japanese. They eat way less white rice. Pasta, white rice, all that carb isn't good for your body. It slows down your anti-aging. And also, they're outdoors a lot more. There's people over 100 years old still going to the store, exercising, swimming. They also have a lot of coral calcium in their diet. So there's a combination of stress-free, healthier living, eating healthier, natural foods, and not eating so much carbs and rice. So that combination is causing them to live longer and be productive. They're not just living to 100, 120. They're actually productive at that age, too.
Now, what about something we hear talked about a lot that when I was younger, we didn't even know the word, and that is gluten?
Oh, yeah, gluten. A lot of people are, like, I think my daughter's that way as well. One of my daughters, she can't have gluten. She has, like, a reaction to it. Because the modern food that we eat today has been so tainted, it's not the original food God created. The glutens, the wheats, all those things start causing huge problems in people's bodies. And it's the food chain, especially in America, is getting worse and worse and worse to where people can't even digest gluten. So it's very, very important to get stuff that, and foods that are not full of glutens. Go back to a raw, natural, healthy eating lifestyle, and a lot of sicknesses will be healed. I think you mentioned to me you saw a show the other night about gluten and the different...
They're proving there's a connection between eating a lot of gluten and Alzheimer's now.
Oh, I totally believe it. It blocks up your system. Anything that blocks up your system that doesn't come out quickly stays in there and causes a lot of trouble.
David, you in your book, you speak a lot about thinking and thoughts. How does it affect your life?
Oh, big time. Oh, you know, thoughts can actually shift things in your body. If you start to think about someone that hurt you or someone you're angry about, even though you might have forgiven them, but you start to think about it and meditate on it.
Well, I kind of question if you've really forgiven them if you keep thinking about it, but go ahead.
Exactly. What happens is the toxins in your body actually goes into a toxic state. Just by thinking about someone that rejected you or hurt you or just rehashing it, it recreates as if it's happening, and your emotions immediately start to feel it, and your body actually starts to shut down. Toxins and poisons go in your bloodstream. And that's why the Bible says, you know, before you sleep at night, don't keep your anger, because it actually affects your body, and you start to get sick. You start to get your immune system shut down, and it's really bad. But let's say the boss says, I want to talk to you in my office, please, after work. You start thinking the worst. You start panicking. You get stressed. You're exhausted. You're worried, and then you find out you were getting a raise, but because you feared the worst, your body went into a mode of fear, panic, and toxins go in your body.
So you're saying, as you say in your book, as a man thinks in his heart, so is he.
Exactly. You know, scientists have discovered that when you think about something on a high enough level, you can actually create the subatomic particle of that which you're thinking about.
That's pretty way out there. But I have a quote from you on that, from your book. And what you said is, as we start to see the future, in reality, we're actually tapping into the future at the moment we start seeing it. What do you mean by that?
Yeah, well, the Bible says faith is the substance of things hoped for. So you start thinking about something you're hoping for that God, you know, is from God, and you have faith, you start thinking about it, you actually have a substance of that future. For instance, we were in a meeting in Topeka, Kansas, and I said, someone here's hair turning black. And a man in his 70s came up, and the front of his hair had turned from white to black. The back was still white. I told the 700 people, I said, now stare at the back of his head, but I want you to see it by faith as if the back now is also turned black. So we didn't pray, we didn't declare. We all stared at the back of his head, 700 people. I put him on the stage in front of everybody. His hair turned black. So as a man thinks, so is he. Jesus says, you know, he'll do above what you can ask or think. So if you can ask, Lord, thank you for healing this person in Jesus' name and they get healed, you could actually think it also and God could answer your thoughts as a prayer.
And it works in reverse, as you were explaining, if you think about negative things when you're trying to go to sleep.
Yeah, it'll actually drain your body because you're thinking about it, then your emotions get connected, and then your body gets connected to that negative. It's like a downward spiral. You get drained, and pretty soon you're foggy, you're low. It affects your emotions, your body, your hormones. Everything gets affected just by thinking about something sad or angry or rejection thoughts. Your whole body starts to feel it. It's really, really bad.
Well, that's why I love the special magnet we have for the refrigerator. It's part of the Power and the Glory package. And the magnet has points that you've come up with on living stress-free in the glory as just reminders every day. Then your DVD, Walking in the Glory Every Day, it's a how-to DVD. Step-by-step, how David started walking in the glory, and anything he can do, you can do better. And then his brand new book, Jumpstart Your Way to Healthy Living, 21 Days from Natural to Supernatural Health. Isn't it about time you cooperate with God rather than make it difficult and need a miracle when he's put miracle foods on this earth to change your future? All available for a gift of $35, the Power and the Glory package. To hear this week's interview or watch archives of our television show, It's Supernatural, visit our website at www.sidroth.org. That's www.sidroth.org. To receive a complimentary copy of our bi-monthly teaching newsletter, materials catalog, or information about becoming Mishpucha or Chalitzim, write to me, Sid Roth, Post Office Box 39222, Charlotte, North Carolina, 28278. To place a credit card order, call anytime, 1-800-447-2697. For all other calls, the number is 704-943-6500. That's 704-943-6500. For a CD of this week's broadcast, send a donation to Sid Roth. That's SIDROTH, Post Office Box 39222, Charlotte, North Carolina, 28278.